92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is asking FEMA to step in after April storms caused serious damage across the state. Governor Tony Evers says a federal damage assessment is the next step toward disaster aid, and state officials believe the losses are high enough to qualify. The request comes as Wisconsin is still waiting for help from an earlier round of flooding that the Trump administration declined to cover. Gas prices are at a four-year high in Wisconsin. The national average yesterday was $4.21, which is 21 cents higher than a week ago. In Wisconsin, the state average is $3.96, but some local counties are paying more. Gas Buddy shows Oconto, Manitowoc, and Fond du Lac counties are all averaging over $4 for a gallon of regular gas. And nearly 1,000 beagles could soon leave Ridgeland Farms in Dane County in a deal with a rescue group. Big Dog Ranch Rescue says it reached an agreement to take in the dogs, who will first get medical exams, microchips, and vaccinations. The rescue says many will then be placed with other groups across the country, while activists continue pushing for all the dogs to be removed. Activists at one point attempted a break-in at the facility, and several were arrested. The company is licensed by state and federal agriculture officials and says its research helps improve veterinary medicine. The 2025 court settlement required it to stop breeding dogs for biomedical research. A court filing says UW-Madison may have to cut as many as 160 jobs if USDA funding does not come through soon. According to the Cap Times, university officials say the loss would affect extension programs and more. Leaders say the university is reviewing new federal rules before accepting more money. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and D-backs go to battle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 3 of the Diamondbacks and Brewers today at American Family Field. The Brewers losing 6-2 last night as starter Brandon Sproat got off to a good start before the wheels came off in the fourth. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he ticked down a little bit. You could see he ticked down a little bit, and, you know, they were ready for what they were ready for. They were on it.
Sproat gave up 4 runs on 6 hits in 4 1/3 innings. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice. For the first time since 1978, Wisconsin had no players taken this year in the NFL draft.
Disappointing, but it's also a realization. It is what it is, but I think there is some realization that I'm going to make sure these guys in this program understand and know. It's not, hey, that's not right. It should have been this. It should know that, okay, that's the realization of where we are. And we got to change.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high right around 55. Tonight, mostly clear and frosty with temperatures dropping into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.